reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke of the Hellenists also preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking into the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Here we are in this season of Easter, still living the resurrection, and then we hear about those who are scattered after the persecution of Stephen. We hear about the community, and they are dispersed because they fear what could happen to them. We are so sheltered today, aren't we? What do we know of persecution? What do we know about opposition to the faith that we so proudly possess? And yet all we have to do is open our eyes and see what's going on in the world. How many of our brothers and sisters in the faith are being dispersed because of what they believe in areas such as the Middle East? How many of our sisters and brothers are being scattered to the four winds because of what they believe, even in the Holy Land? How many of our Dominicans, sisters and brothers, have had to flee their homes because they are believers in Jesus Christ? These are very real times and very real situation, and Jesus speaks to us of their courage and their tenacity. Jesus tells us plainly that no one will ever be able to take them out of his hands because they have been chosen by the Father, and he is greater than all. They know his voice because he is the shepherd, and the sheep know his voice. People will try to tear them away from their belief, but they remain strong and faithful. And even though it may seem as if they are weak, they are strong. But what about those of us who are not being persecuted? What about those of us who have it quite comfortable in many ways? How do we manifest our faith? Are we willing to listen to the words from the Acts of the Apostles today and understand that God still cares and God still calls and chooses? Are we willing to listen to the words of Jesus from the gospel today and see ourselves in that vast number? If we don't see ourselves counted in that, if we don't see ourselves as being that faithful and that strong in our faith, then we need to ask ourselves why. God still calls and people still respond. But it seems that when things become very difficult, too many people are willing to jump ship and forget that God is the one choosing those who will follow the Lamb. May we always be counted among those who are chosen, and may we exercise that membership faithfully. Let us examine our own lives and see those things that need to change in us so that we can be better followers and truly reflect the God that we profess.